What are you doing?
This is the Geeked Out Show, where the car collecting, toy investing. Geeked Out Show got the blessings, crazy. This is the Geeked Out Show, whether comic book reading or anime watching. Geeked Out Show got the options, crazy. We all here, it's your one-stop shop. We geek in, we geek out, 24 on the clock. Whether if you're comic book reading or anime watching, Geeked Out Show's got the options. Dropping every single moment, get a deeper focus. Reminisce toys you never noticed, different views to go with. Different type of nerd issues and nerd tissues. Black holes had to pay those dues, so know the difference. Understand the context clues, we on a mission. From the Barbies to the Lego dude, we got a vision. Safe place for respectable cues, from a real fan. Not ones that's active reviews, so beyond that, don't get the dust cap. It's all love, but where your geek esteem at? Relax while we sip on the Ecto Cool. I know a place most def won't lose you. Here it is.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Gil, Blackwood Comics, episode 223 of the Geek Out Show. I'm your host, and I'm here with my co-host. We got Ghost Christian.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
Already, and we got Matt.
Hey, everybody! It's Major Reaction coming at you.
So, what's Gil, going on, guys? Just got home. I lost track of time.
No worries, dude. We're all here.
Got you. I just literally walked through the door about less than 10 minutes ago, and my family, everybody else, went out to dinner without me because I forgot what time it was, and I was
could've
like,
"Could have just went to dinner, bro. We would have." Held it down for you.
Uh-huh. Sure you would have. How's everyone's week going? Let's go ahead and start off with Matt. How's your week going, bro?
Pretty good. Got done hanging out with homie Walter. We went over to the food trucks over here in Lathrop. There's like 30 food trucks almost over there. So we went and took my daughter and her friend and my lady, and we just hung out over there for a little bit and enjoyed some food and some drinks and stuff, and just got back home a little bit ago and just been chilling with the kids. What about you?
Me?
Or Gil? Okay. You guys keep disappearing.
Oh, man, it's been a long few weeks, man. And it's been a little emotional as well, but pretty much what I've been doing all week and getting ready for the end of the school year. Everybody was getting out early most of the week, so I had to hustle around and get busy and try to do as much as I could before people were in the way and stuff like that. But and then also my niece, my sister's oldest niece, she graduated this Thursday, so we were doing all that. Went to graduation, had to go to work that day, and then went to graduation, and then went to eat, and it was a long afternoon, just all day. and so with all that happening that day, you know, I was, you know, in pretty much in work mode or whatever like that. And then actually the next day it actually hit me, you know, that, you know, she graduated and stuff like that. And it's just a weird, kind of a weird feeling, because, you know, yeah, I cried a little bit, but the other day. But yeah, it's just because I watched her grow up, man, and I was there for when she was little baby and stuff, since she grew up and, you know,
becoming a woman.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man, the way they grow up and stuff like that. But I'm super proud of her, man. She had a rough couple of years, you know. She didn't know she was gonna graduate, but she settled down and she really did it, and she finally did it, man. So.
Hey, fuck yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, so she did it. So I'm really happy about that. But other than that, yeah. And then yesterday we went to go have a dinner with my wife's family for her birthday that passed last week, you know. So we did that yesterday. And
it was her birthday, right?
Her birthday was the 23rd, but.
Happy belated birthday to your wife.
Yeah, but we didn't celebrate, and we didn't celebrate with her family because the other weekend we went to the wedding and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been a long couple of weeks, man.
Yeah, so you've been nonstop, dude.
Yeah, so
getting tired.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to, man. What about you, Gil? What you been up to?
Went back to work. had a reality check because with a week and a half off, there's a lot of shit for me to do when I came back, and I was like, shit. Also, what's up, Heath? With the energy is electrifying. He also said my niece graduated last year, and it was one of those days that really made me feel old. Yeah, like it's fucking insane because, like my siblings, they're all, you know, same thing. It was very surreal when they graduated because I seen them as kids basically my whole entire life, and then when you have like someone so young and now they're 18 and they're first taking their first alcohol, you know, legally and this and that at bars. It's just like, what the fuck? I'm old as shit now, boy. Damn. So yeah,
I was gonna say my daughter's about to be in eighth grade, but drinking alcohol is like on a whole nother level, man.
Well, yeah, because right. Like, what you call it? Like, it blew my mind.
I'm really gonna be feeling old.
It blew my mind because just like 2 years ago, Lorenzo now can drink alcohol legally because he's 23. So it was like the 2 years ago when he was finally able to do that, I was just like, holy shit, man. Like, I started changing your motherfucking diaper and it seemed like just yesterday, and now fucking you're grown as shit, you know? But yeah, that's just fucking wild. It's very surreal. I feel like it doesn't matter how old they get. It's just very surreal.
Well, yeah.
So, and then I'm kind of going through that with my own kids, you know, the one being 15, the other one being 12. I'm just like, oh man, God damn it. They're not going to need me for jack shit really. But anyways, as far as what I've been doing, just,
still need our ass to pay the bills.
Yeah. Just collecting, doing some hunting, working my ass off. It's been pretty heavy haul wise. And then I just got some grids in. I got some grid panels in. They're grid walls that go up about 6 feet high, 3 feet wide, 3.5 feet wide. And I'm going to be using those, Matt, over at the sale this weekend, this upcoming weekend. I'm retiring the expandable wall thing just because, I mean, you've seen how, like, the last day, like, it went, like, foop, kind of folded in on itself and it got kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it was about to, like, destroy the audience.
Yeah, it was. So I was
a Pearl Jam concert.
I really don't need a lawsuit, you know, for somebody being like, oh, I just got hurt, or like this fucking took off my finger type of thing. So,
yeah. Dude, I got hit by a Hulk in the head.
I know, right?
Lost consciousness.
So, yeah. Dude, so I'm retiring that, and I got some new grid panels in. I got some new fixtures in. It's going to be bigger and better. The booth, that's for sure. So I'm just honestly really focusing on that, man. Just getting stuff for the booth to upgrade the booth and shit like that. And we went to Juan's favorite Peruvian restaurant because he's Peruvian. We went to Estampas Peruanos. It's a restaurant that's only like 2 to 3 blocks away from where I live currently. And me and the wife, we went a little bit early. We went to the bar next door and then we had a couple cocktails. And then we like walked over into his birthday party. And then, you know, spent a couple hours there with them and then came back home. But yeah, that's about it. Just getting a little tipsy, doing some collecting, and yeah, you know, good stuff with the family. Not a bad time at all. So you guys want to get into some comic book pickups and what we've been reading and whatnot? If you guys don't mind, I'll start us off with our homeboy, Seth.
You got yours finally, huh?
Yes, finally. Well, because it also came with some extra goodies. I will show you later on. But he also packed in my birthday gift and some other shit in there as well. So that's why it took a little bit longer than everybody else's. So, but yeah, I haven't. Yeah, I actually I'm really mad, man, because I haven't had the chance to read it yet. I haven't had the time to sit down and read it. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, Seth. Don't be mad at me. I apologize. I will let you know by next week for sure. I'm going to read it tomorrow. I have tomorrow off, so I will definitely read it tomorrow. Sorry guys, if you guys want to know why I keep on fucking doing shit, I'm drilling out a hole on this thing hand because I'm going to make it into a port and make it fit properly on the end of this Mythics staff. And, it's going to be a hammer. I'm going to make it into a hammer. So
you've been playing like too much, Breath of the Wild, the newest one or whatever.
No, why is that like a thing?
You like combine shit and make like things with that, yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, because I got something in and I'm working on a stone. I'm working on a stone orc.
Okay, cool. So you're gonna paint that like stone color then?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, nice.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So anybody else want to go with what they picked up or what they've been reading?
Christian, go for it, dude.
I unfortunately don't have anything. I went to the comic book store yesterday and was looking for some. I was looking for that Darth Vader black, red, and white, but they didn't have any of the first copies anymore. So, and I was just kind of looking around, and yeah, so I didn't really find anything that I wanted to pick up. So, yeah, I didn't get anything.
Do you only want a first printing, or did you ask if they have a second printing?
Oh, I didn't even ask, man, because there was like so many. There's always so many people there, especially like on the weekends. It's just kind of crazy and stuff. So.
And you feel like I just rather.
Well, and ask. Then I just wanted. Well, I just wanted to go in there and go just check out stuff real quick because we were actually going to my wife's parents' house to go do cake and stuff like that. So I was kind of. I wasn't in a hurry, but I was just kind of like just looking really.
Just real quick.
Yeah, because I actually need to talk to them because they sell a lot of like games, like game boards and stuff like that. So I actually want to talk to them to see if that maybe they should start carrying Mythic Legions there because I think it would fit the audience there just because of the fact that they sell so many board games. Because yesterday there was a ton of people going in there. They automatically went to the board game section. So, and then also like around where the comic book store there, it's a square, it's the town square. So there's other stores around there. And then there's a bar that's open. It opened like a couple of years ago. It's a game bar. You can drink and do board games and you can do D&D or they have tons.
Dude, that's dope.
Yeah. They have tons of other games there too. So that's what I'm saying. And I think that store outside, they have a little quarter dispenser that dispenses out little figures like the ones Matt paints, you know, the little figurines, the little tiny ones.
Yeah.
They have those. They have a machine out there for that. And I think they have one around the corner because there's a beer shop too that they have one of those too. And so that's why I was like, I need to go in there sometime and tell them, you know, you guys should really carry Mythic Legions because I think they would probably.
Yeah, tell them reach out to the fucking horsemen.
Yeah, because they would. I think they would sell well. Like I said, they sell games and stuff like that, and tons of board games, and you know that would fit along with it because it's all, you know, it's all fantasy stuff and things like that. So
definitely,
yeah.
All right, Matt,
you pick up anything?
What's up, KJ? How's it going? Yeah, I did pick up some stuff. The last time I went, it had been a while. I don't have any of the stuff on me right now, but I remember I had to put back a bunch of stuff because they were just throwing in like the Last Ronin Lost Days, and I don't think I wanted any of that. I think I was waiting for the next Last Ronin 2 or whatever, whenever that comes out. So I was just like, I don't want the in-between stuff. Just I'll wait till I get the actual meat of the story. So I was like, got to put that stuff back. And they were trying to shove in a bunch of other Spawn comic books. And I was just like, dude, put this stuff back. I'm just collecting the King Spawn and the regular Spawn right now. And Something's Killing the Children in the House of Slaughter. So other than that, nothing else other than those ones.
They're trying to sucker you into getting a bunch of shit that you didn't put on your pull list, huh?
Always, dude. Always. They keep it. Keep it coming. That's funny. But, you know, I mean, after I raked in like a good amount on the last sale I did, which was last weekend. So, it was a free spot. So I guess I can't complain too much for them trying to sneak in those comics on me.
Gotcha. So let's go ahead and get into some news. Yeah, I'm just going to jump into it. The first piece of news is actually pretty interesting. It's called The Darkest Hour. It's a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It's a new story event that's going to be involving a lot of crazy shit going on. It's going to be lasting 1 year, so 12 months worth, and it's starting this August. So from August to August of August 2023 to August 2024, Darkest Hour is what the event is going to be dubbed. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers year-long event. So yeah, this is one of the variant covers, and it intrigued me because I was like, holy shit, that zombie Kimberly, zombie Pink Ranger. So like, if you're not watching this and you're only listening to it, head over to the Instagram because I'm going to post it over there or watch the video. But dude, this looks fucking crazy looking. And could you imagine if we got like zombie Ranger figures? We got the zombie, you know, Avengers going on because of the what if, right? Yeah. Like what if, because every once in a while we get the Boom Studio shit, right? It would really be dope if we fucking got this. I would totally go for it. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
This feels like the DC stuff. So, but it also has like a Silent Hill feel, like with the nurses, the way they like move around.
Dude, yes, because how they contort their bodies like all weird and fucking.
Yeah, exactly. And the way trippy. She's all posed up, she's all.
Because that's very unnatural.
Yeah. No. Very. Well, not for me. I mean, that's what I look like when I wake up in the morning. But.
So yeah, with
get out of bed.
I'm just going to read this real quick. With this arc, it appears if the it appears as if the former Rita Repulsa, who is renamed herself Mistress Vile. So we kind of talked about that a couple of weeks ago. I think maybe a month ago, I showed off like the new images and artwork of how she looks like. She went through a complete new makeover.
She's wearing the black dominatrix outfit, right?
That's yes. Matt, yeah. Yes, Matt, yeah. You were turned on by it. You're like, I'm turned off, but I'm scared at the same time. Why?
Okay, yeah. All right.
I'm turned on, but
I'm getting that feeling again.
Gaining control of the morphing grid as Dark Spectre's infection spreads across the universe, while there are still quite a handful of issues to go on until readers get full context to understand these events that come to pass. This entire arc has been accumulating in everything that has reunited and recharged the era. From the moment that she reestablished herself as Mistress Vile, Rita Repulsa has been on the inevitable path to victory. This all kicks off with issue 111, available from Boom Studios this coming August. So yeah, just I don't know what we're going to be in store for. Like, I'm hearing that it's going to be very Rangers are going to die. There's going to be a dark, gritty horror type tone to this. Especially with the crossover comics, it's just crazy. I know that they got stuff going on for the 30th anniversary. They got some pretty cool variants coming up for that. But yeah, just all the dark and grittiness. I'm here for it, man. I think Boom Studios is leading Power Rangers into like a whole new way that is giving it whole new life and way more than what the show ever did. Because you watch the show now and it's like super cheesy. Let's be honest. A new manga coming out within the next couple months is going to be The Red Ranger Becomes the Adventure in Another World. So this is kind of like a take on Super Sentai, right? Wow. And no specific Sentai in particular, but just the looks of it, right? And it says the story begins with Kuzuna Red Ranger, Togo Asagaki, battling, like he's just, so basically, say that they're just battling their normal foe, right? Then all of a sudden, Isekai, like, boom, he gets transported in a different world, and he has to figure that world out and everything like that, and there's just a bunch of shit that he's not used to, and he needs to become basically the main hero of this new world that he's going to get transported into. I thought it was kind of cool. It's going to take it in a whole different way. I think that's a cool different take on Sentai and everything else like that. Like, what do they do when they get transported into a different world? So that's kind of cool and kind of different. So it I'm going to be like looking Power forward Rangers to that.
Mashed up with gargoyles and like Konosuba or something like that.
Yeah, this is going to be starting in fall. There's no exact date yet. They just said coming fall of 2023. So
yo, Omar. What's up,
Omar? So I'm in for it. I think it's pretty interesting, something kind of different, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all that we got. I didn't want to do too much, man. Just like I said, it's kind of on me for being out most of the day because I hella forgot. But let's go ahead and we'll get into some collectibles pickups and what we've been picking up. Christian, what you got, man?
I only got one thing. I saw this at the comic book store when I went, but it was they mark up their figures, so I don't tend to buy their stuff really that much unless I really really wanted it. But I saw this in the store, and I didn't pick it up there.
Is that the Bandai one?
It's the McFarlane one.
Yeah, I thought it was Bandai. Okay, McFarlane. Okay, got you.
Yeah, it's the McFarlane one. It's cool for what it is, man. For $25, it's not bad, you know. I want the Buzz Mod, but I don't want to pay the Buzz Mod price.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And you know, I don't collect the Figma or anything like that. So I mean, this is all right. I mean, if you're a fan and you want something, you know, it's decent. You know, it moves around pretty decently and stuff like that. The only thing is this is really heavy, so he can't hold it with one hand.
Oh, the water effect?
Yeah, because he can't hold it with one hand, with the, you know, just one hand. So it'll end up falling over and stuff like that. But
that effect actually looks pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right, you know, for what it is. $25, not bad. So, but yeah, it's decent, man. So I just wanted to check it out to see what it looked like, to see, because then I might pick up the other two that they have out, because they had the...
Who else do they have?
They just have Nezuko and what's his Zenitsu? Name? Zenitsu.
Okay, gotcha. I wasn't sure because I know that Bandai is also releasing like a... I think it's like a 4-inch or a 5-inch. I think they have like the same... Matt, you know, on the blister card Bandai figures, like the one of the small little kid Naruto? On the blister cards? You're on mute, bro.
The Bandai ones?
Yeah, the Bandai. That's, so they're also doing Demon Slayer. So there's, dude, there's, we got Buzzmod, we got Figma, we got fucking McFarlane, and we got fucking Bandai. We got four different companies putting out Demon Slayer all at one time.
Yeah, I seen some, I almost bought this Zenitsu. It was like a little pack, and it came with like little thunder effects, and it also had these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it the like the 3 3/4 inch? I think
that's, yeah, it was like a little 3 3/4 inch, but I wanted it just for the little rock effects and stuff like that. I was like, oh, I'm about to buy this. I was like, nah.
Yeah, because it's only like a little, it's about 4 inches, and it doesn't, like, only the top of it moves. The legs don't move at all. So
yeah, I was literally just going to buy, I was going to throw the figure out.
Well, yeah, because I did see that one at Target, and I seen the other ones that are just like, you know, just the arms and the legs kind of move, you know, just like 5 points or whatever. I seen those ones, and I didn't want to get those. I wanted to try this one out. But yeah, I saw the Zenitsu one with all the lightning effects, and it looked cool and stuff like that, because I almost picked it up because I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool. But then I was like, it doesn't look like it moves very much.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. I literally was like, oh, this is cool. And I had it in the cart for like half the Target trip. And then I was like, I don't need this shit. I was like,
Talk
yourself out of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, as I put more and more stuff into my cart, I was also like, okay, this is getting expensive Target trip. But I need that.
Got a budget. What about you, Matt?
What'd you get? The only thing I got in this week was G.I. Joe Destro, baby.
How is it?
Looks pretty fucking sick, to be honest with you guys. Like, he looks pretty dope. Let's see if he gets in there. He's so shiny you can't even see him. See, but this little rocket effect is sick though. It just kind of pops on and you can take it off and just put the gauntlet back over it.
Is that the Mezco one?
Yeah, this is the Mezco one.
Let me see the rocket heads. Thing.
The rocket thing?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's almost kind of similar to, there was something similar to Iron Man.
I was like, that is so cool. I was like, I gotta put that on.
There was something similar that they had like that with the Iron Man, but it was a lot smaller. It was only one rocket, not three.
Yeah, he looks great. And then you got the three different heads. The smiling head that everybody seems to not like for some weird reason. I think it looks good. Super shiny, though. This is how the Silverhawk should have been. Nice and silver shiny like that.
Looks good.
But yeah, that was it. So a lot of Mezco. This was, I had a lot of Mezco in this month. I got that Michael Myers last week. Got this Destro this week. So, you know, some Mezco likes to do it to you.
So, just like Christian, Sunman, $13.99 on Amazon. So I was like, why not? You know,
is that looks like good. Your second one?
No, this is my first one.
Why did I think you had more than one?
Christian had it on last
week. I had it last week. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I was like, I just bought it from Amazon. So I posted on, what you call it, my stories on Instagram. So I don't know if that's maybe why.
No, I thought maybe you guys had gotten a different version of him like earlier.
Oh, well, the Origins.
I got the Origins.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. See, that's what I was thinking.
And I have that one too, but I haven't opened it because I got the special edition one. I think you got the regular one, Christian?
Yeah, I just got the regular one.
Okay. Yeah, I got the special edition one that comes with like a special card and like a certificate of authenticity and shit like that.
Yeah.
Violator. I mean, sorry, Clown, I should say. I should correct myself, Clown. Nice. Proper terminology here before people come after me, the Spawn fans. Myself included.
Yeah, watch out. KJ's in the chat. He'll come
but dude, like this is pretty dope. He had a harness right going across. I did not like how that looked with the harness, so I peeled that shit off. It comes off, man. There's like little spots that it was like tabbed onto. I just heated it up. No, on the from this way you cannot tell at all. It's from the inside. So yeah, I just heated it up a little bit and peeled them right off. And he doesn't have terrible range of motion, but I mean, this guy isn't going to be in crazy articulated poses, but there's a lot of range in the fucking head, dude. I don't know. You probably can't really see it that well, but you know, just for maniacal little poses quite a bit,
Yeah. Especially for being such a big,
and then figure. Look,
no, ooh, net, you could do the locomotion.
Yeah. Yeah. Single jointed knees though. Not going to get a lot there, but it's all good. Single jointed, elbows too, nothing too crazy, pretty decent range here. So you get a knife and then you also get a straight razor. But dude, these fucking like the handles are so fucking fat, dude. They're not gonna fit in any 6-inch at all. It fucking sucks. Then extra hands and shit like that. So he comes with like a fist, some grasping hands, and then some holding hands. So two sets of hands. Yeah, two sets of hands. And then he comes with that backpack that you can strap onto him. I didn't like that either, so I didn't put it on him. I got the Brooklyn from NECA. I threw a Mezco jacket on him. If you guys know, you know from the episode why I did this. Yeah, so he comes with the sunglasses already. So I was like, dude, they didn't fucking pack him with a jacket. So I was like, I got to get him a jacket.
Bro, now you need is a saxophone.
For real. He comes with some other shit. Like, he of course comes with the wings. Then he also comes with like a script. Then he also comes with like an antenna, because I can't remember. Like, he broke it off or some shit like that and used it as like a sword. You made in it one episode. Dude, I love him like that. So I was like, I'm going to rock him like that. Yeah. Xenathon, who I'm going to turn into my stone orc. So got this because, like I was telling you guys, I have some textured paint. So I'm going to add texture to him, make him look like he's stone.
That'll be cool.
Let me see. Got some Sukuna action in.
Do you already know what you're going to do for your stone paint besides the texture?
What do you mean?
Like, do you know how you're going to achieve that stone look?
Oh, the texture paint is going to do it all for me.
I was going to say, because if you should talk to Eric. He gave me some pretty useful tips on how to do that stone paint.
Well, he just did actual paint, but I'm gonna use textured paint.
Yeah, no, I got it. But I mean, like, you could do that first and then do your textured paint on top too or something, maybe.
Well, the textured paint is brown, so it has to be laid down first.
You're gonna do the same one as your tremor.
Yeah, so so I'm gonna paint over that though. So I'm gonna use the same textured paint that I use for tremor, but I'm just gonna dry brush on top of that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna lay down
like a terracotta style. Like, I don't know. That, like, color reminds me more like the Terracotta Warriors. You know what I mean? Like, the old stone Terracotta Warriors.
Yeah, but so you'll see. I think you're thinking a little bit too much into it right now. Because it's going to be black and gray. It's going to be gray. It's not going to be brown.
Chucky's asking how the Michael Myers was. It's a lot better than the first one they released. The only gripe I had was with the pumpkins, so it's totally unrelated to the figure. But overall, fantastic. The figure's pretty nice.
Clown's backpack is terrible. Yeah, I was not a fan of that KJ at all.
Is that the thing that holds the guns and shit?
Yeah. Okay, it ports into the back, which cool.
Oh, but
nah, pass. What you call it? Updated Vegeta. I mean, it's basically the same as the last release, like fucking 5, 6, 7 years ago, something like that. Can't remember.
Damn, shiny hair.
Yeah, it's really fucking shiny. Cool thing, little fun fact for you guys. You could swap the heads if you'd like. They fit on, no problem.
That's the same one.
Yeah, same pig. Pig fits on there, no problems, no issues. Skin tone doesn't quite match up for the neck and the head, but I mean, you could pretty much get away with it, especially with the armored. You can't really tell. But with this one, you can, since there's more flesh tone. The Super Saiyan is going to be a little bit brighter. It's going to be a little bit lighter. But I mean, they
that
fit
actually
right
looks
now.
Hella clean with the super head on the.
I mean, either way, bro, you could fudge it, you could mess with it. So I was all like, "Cool, it's fucking dope." Then I got Trunks coming in. He's on the way. He's gonna be here next week. Trying to think. Oh, talking about what's coming in, Matt. You know, I got Gato. From Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, I got Miles Morales coming in and Kid Naruto. All four of those figures will be in next week from Ami Ami. So, yeah, going to be a pretty heavy haul week for me.
Yeah, I'm getting afraid because that means all my stuff is going to hit sooner or later from BBTS.
You probably got like a month. You probably got like a month.
It's gonna all hit at the same time.
That is true. Yeah, if you have all that stuff on pre-order, it's all gonna hit at one fucking time. Yeah,
I actually did not pre-order Gato though.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, good. Then you should be fine. But still,
from you,
Trunks. Trunks and everybody else.
What? All right, so we got SH Figure Arts Indiana Jones from Raiders of Lost Ark. So going back with it a little bit. I mean, like, I guess if you got the Hasbro, you shouldn't really need this one. But for those of you who want to spend a little more money on your Indiana Jones figure, here you go.
I'm going to say it, man. Like, it really looks like it doesn't look like that much of an upgrade from the fucking Hasbro figure. And not trying to hate or anything, but it's like, but why? It just doesn't look good to me.
Here we got Shin Kamen Rider.
This looks great.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I actually kind of want this.
Me too, dude.
I know about Kamen Rider, but I don't know about Kamen Rider. So, but this looks cool.
Shin Kamen Rider is actually coming out to the States Wednesday. So you can buy tickets now if you want. It's a Fathom Events thing.
Yeah, so. I saw that. I was thinking about doing that.
It's always the scarves that get me.
Dude, and this is wired. This looks fucking awesome.
Oh, nice. It's actual fabric?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Could have fooled me. It actually looked plastic. Here we got the Spider-Man 2099 from SH Figure Arts.
This looks kind of cool, man. I'm going to be honest. This looks cooler than the Marvel Legends, but it's like... do you need it? Do you need it? I don't know.
Yeah.
It looks cooler than the promo images we saw, or not the promo images, but the images we saw from the Toy Fair it was at, shown at, or whatever.
Oh, the World Tour? Yeah.
The Insamashi Tour. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to be honest. The human head does not look good.
Yeah, it's too pale.
way too pale. I'm like,
that Chad face, what's going on?
Yeah, dude. Like, it's just... Oof, it's rough. This here bad boy.
The legendary Saiyan Goku. So this is a new, brand new body now. Deeper butterfly.
Is it really?
It is. It actually is.
I just feel like all they're doing is combining and taking different parts from different figures and putting them together.
I was thinking the same thing.
But I do get it. Like, it is a new chest. Exactly. A new chest.
I was looking at my Ultra Instinct and I was like,
it's not
wait,
the same. I thought it was at first.
And I was like, wait, no, it's not. I was like, okay.
But I'm just like, damn.
You gotta look at the different angles though. Because from this angle, yeah, it looks just like the other ones. Like, it looks like they took the lower half of Awakening and just put the upper half of Ultra Instinct on it. But
that's exactly what it looks like. Plus the new hair from the Super Saiyan 2. No, it's like,
yeah, and people are having issues with the hair apparently too because they don't want all the detailed lines in there.
But that's what they're doing now. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, these are soft. There's not a lot of detail in there. That's a little bit of the sculpt. That has a lot more, and that's more towards like the Kong Studios and Demonical Fit and all the third party. That's what they're doing, and all their other stuff is like the sculpted detailed stuff because I mean that's Tomashi how it was drawn.
Sees them selling well and
dude,
being like
because they sell out them. All the fucking time, so obviously it speaks to people.
And I swore I seen a face that reminded me of the Kong Studios one. Remember where he's getting like punched? I swore I seen a face like in one of their more recent solicits where it looks kind of more stylized like that.
I think there is one, dude, if I'm not mistaken.
So this, I had to look this. This is Kuwagata Ogre.
Yeah,
I posted it to the chat.
Yeah,
I posted it to the chat.
Okay. Yeah, I remember. It's just like, this is weird. Like, I've never seen these guys before. So
it's a Sentai. It's a Super Sentai.
He's a bad guy apparently too. So that's cool.
No, he isn't. He's the good guy. He's a Red Ranger.
On here, on this thing, it says the King of Evil.
The King of Evil? No, dude. He's their leader for the Super Sentai.
Oh, okay. Well, why would they call him the King of Evil? What the
fuck? I mean, maybe he is the King of Evil, but like, I don't know.
Maybe he's the King.
As far as I know, he's the Red Ranger for the Super Sentai team. Okay. Because I was telling Christian, Yeah, I was telling you last night. And I even sent the picture. Yeah. If they do the Sixth Ranger, which is a white ranger, it's a white spider ranger. Dude, I'm all over that shit.
Yeah, I remember seeing that picture.
His name's King Hermanos. And that's just fucking sick as fuck.
Yeah, so this, yeah, the whole little tagline.
We'll check the King of Evil from the
Osama Sentai King Ogre makes the leap to fan favorite collector line SH Figure Arts. Kuwagata Ogre has been recreated in superb detail, complete with the Oja caliber weapon. SH Figure Arts Kuwagata Ogre is tentatively scheduled for release in October 2023 with a modest price of 6,500 yen.
modest price.
Very much.
Here we go. This is what I'm stoked for right here. Orochimaru from the SH Figure Arts Naruto line.
This is perfect, man. I got to say, perfect. Like the meme goes, the girl. Going, perfect. Like, dude, this is it's amazing, dude, because it could go with Naruto or Naruto Shippuden. Either way, either era.
You don't need two different Orochimarus, technically. I mean,
I don't know who that guy is, but it looks super cool.
Shit. I've heard so many people say that too. They're like, I don't know who this
like,
is.
Like Heath?
I would buy this figure.
Yeah. I'm it's like, I just want it because it looks cool.
And they've kind of finally gotten body to the most articulated it can be. What's up, David? Like, so it's better to get him now than like earlier in the line because he would have been a really shit figure earlier in the line. But now they got the technology to make him really good.
Yeah, dude, I'm a huge fan of this because like they got the rope sculpted nice, and you know that shit's not gonna get in the way. I mean, like, look at this fucking pose, dude.
You got the sword different coming out of plates. His mouth,
dude. Yeah, the king of what did I call him? Gok Master, whatever. I don't know, but I mean, we have two of the legendary Sanin. We have now Orochimaru. Then we had Jiraiya. All we need is Lady Tsunade. If they ever make her, I would, dude, anything and everything they want to give us Naruto, sign me the fuck up.
I would bet on Lady Tsunade at the very least, just because, I mean, they already have the Sakura body. They only have to upsize it a little and, make it a little bigger proportions. But
yeah. But definitely, I'm okay with them, and I'm all over this figure. This, I got to be honest, man, I'm the Spawn stan here. But I'm like, why in the fuck are you giving us this? Like,
I did not expect that from you.
It's solicited as black and white. I'm like, bro, this is not black and white. This is fucking black and green. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's black and Spawn, bro. What do you mean?
It's
that green is Spawn through and through.
Why? Like he's not like this in the comics ever. So it's like, at least if they would have did a translucent green version, the necroplasm version, okay, sure, I get that. Black and white win. Black and green win. Like, what the fuck? Why?
What's up, Augie?
What is up? Wait, what's up, Augie?
I even
felt the same way when they gave us the menthol version, like where it was like black and teal. I was like, we never got that in the comics. And the black and yellow, I was like, this motherfucker's just trying to give us all the fucking Power Ranger colors.
It's like Batman. He's trying to give you all different colors.
I guess.
He's just out for ice cream. He's like, that would be a great color scheme right there.
Yo, this motherfucker was getting mint chocolate chip the other day. That's what it was. I'm just waiting to hear about pink. We're eventually going to get pink, and then we'll have all the Super Sentai colors.
Dude, pink Spawn would sell like crazy. I can already. No, he won't do pink. He won't do pink. We already know his stance on ladies. All right, here we got the Mondo Toys 1/6 scale Sabretooth from the animated series. And this thing is a beast.
This one's tipping everybody.
David got it right here. Not to mention the cape is heavy as hell. Yeah, the motherfucker can't stand because the fucking cape is fucking leaning him back the whole entire fucking time.
Hey, that's how you get him to stand, is you use the cape as your
base, basically.
That's the only way to get a big part of the figure to stand. Use the cape.
So there is going to be two different versions. There's going to be the limited exclusive version that comes with the unmasked, without the little thing. And then the little choker and the little gun or whatever. So that's going to be the limited times exclusive version. Then the standard comes with everything out that's not in the little dotted whatever lines.
This thing is dope. Like
that's what Marvel Legends has been needing. That
dude. We need a fucking dude. Like Diamond Selects is fucking amazing, but it needs better articulation. Like This is basically what we need in Marvel Legends. Like,
I feel like Legends won't ever go all the way with stuff, though. They'll get their designs like 75% right, and there's just a couple things off that you're just like, man, this just is not what I wanted. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I'm not even collecting any of the other Mondo X-Men shit, but I'm like contemplating picking this shit up because, like, I love this version of Sabretooth. It's fucking badass, really cool looking. He was very imposing. This shit sits about 13 inches from the foot to the top of the what you call it, the fur on the top of his head and shit, or on his shoulders. 13 inches.
Yeah, because if you go on the and look at the other pictures, they show the all the ones they got out so far with him.
He fucking towers over him.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, he's beast, dude.
What? So are you guys thinking about picking this up at all?
No, unfortunately, that's out of my
zone. I want to. I really like
it. If I had the Wolverine, then yeah, that'd be an instant cop. But I don't have the Wolverine, and backtracking now would be costly, I'm sure. Here we have something new. Some Bandai Game Dimensions Tekken figures. You got Heihachi and Kazuya.
These are the hobo versions.
These are the Dragon Stars versions. But
well, because so it's
$27.99.
It's from the new game. They said it's from Tekken 7. So
that's weird that they would say that's from Tekken 7.
Why wouldn't they just go with the
Tekken 8? That is Tekken 7. Why wouldn't they go with Tekken 8?
Yeah.
The new game. That's weird. Because, Heihachi's technically dead in Tekken 8. Or, I don't know. They're probably
going to he'll be in there.
Because the motherfucker's already died at least once.
He has to die so that way they don't come after him for tax evasion.
Spoilers, even though that Tekken 7 came out like 5 years ago, fucking Akuma kills Heihachi and throws him into a fucking volcano. And then Kazuya comes to fight fucking Akuma on the top of a fucking volcano. Then it fucking erupts and they like end like in a stalemate. So yes, Akuma is in Tekken 7. What did Augie say? The Sabretooth, it does look amazing. I'm cool on this. The Bandai America is cool, but not for me. Pass.
These look like the SH Figure Arts Street Fighters, but like downgraded a little bit. They look a little cheaper.
I got to say, man, like they don't even look like the Jada Toy Street Fighter stuff. Like that looks better than this. Oh yeah, I mean it's a cool effort.
Yeah.
You know, just I've been it's on not the for hunt me.
For those Jada toys, I can never find them in my Target.
Nope.
And big announcement from the Fwoosh. They will be producing Ninja Scroll figures soon enough. I guess hopefully they'll be producing them on their own and not doing a Kickstarter, but they haven't really said much yet, so that could be a possibility.
I think they're waiting for SDCC is what
they're waiting. Yeah, I think they're going to reveal everything, but maybe they will just produce them in-house since they've already made quite a bit of money off their own ninja figures already.
I do got to say, man, like, if we can expect what their ninjas are, it's a pass for me. So hopefully...
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah, I mean, not trying to be negative here at all, because, like, not trying to talk shit, but it's like those ninjas are mediocre. I mean, they were cool for what they were at the time, but now... Hasbro and other people have taken it up a notch. Well, yeah, mainly just Hasbro, just with their own hand ninjas and then fucking everything that they're doing with G.I. Joe. So if they could step it up to what G.I. Joe is doing, dope. That's fucking awesome. And I'm sure that people will be juiced about it. But if they're going to come with what they already have, I'm not trying to be mean, but just don't do it.
I really hope it is good because that was one of my top.
Yeah, I agree with Gil. They need to revamp it. Like they can't come back with that same body because that's at this point it's outdated. Yeah, you know, it's already been how many years now? I mean, look at Mythic Legions. They've already like started creating a 2.0 and a 3.0 body at this point. You know, so if Articulated Icons was to just like re-outfit their pre-existing bodies at this point, it would just feel very cheap. So I think they do have to go all the way and just do something completely new and
at least retool some stuff. Butterfly joints
for sure. Well, don't get me wrong, I always felt like if they had continued their line with the ninjas and continued improving upon it, it could have been like better, you know.
For sure.
I think they did make some like quality adjustments at least in the later batches of those ninjas, because I know the first batch that I got, the Kickstarter batches, had a lot of QC issues with the joints and stuff like that. But yeah, I think they do need bigger proportions, first of all, because I think those ninjas were very small. And like you said, I think they just need to come with some newer updated articulation, and they need to have some wild, these are some pretty wild designs. So they're going to have to like really find a way to make it, to translate it into figure form without losing the character aesthetics and the feeling of the characters. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to do because, I mean, look at SH Figure Arts has been messing with the Naruto line for how many years now? And
for fucking over a decade. Right.
Look at the Dragon Ball Z characters. They've come a long, long way since they started
doing 2.0, 3.0s of fucking characters just so they could try to get it, you know, right.
Yeah, doing the same character 50, 60 times just to get you the perfect one, you know? It is what it is. So here we have the Chitara Super Speed Glow from Super
Saiyan. What up, Kev? What's happening?
What's up, Kev?
Glow-in-the-dark action figure.
Yeah, I'm way cool off this, but I mean, for anybody who's already collecting, like the translucent Tigra, what is it, Tigra? Yeah, Tigra. Then like the different versions of Lion-O and shit like that, you might as well go all in and getting like the special souped up versions, like them actually using their powers and shit. Might as well. All this right, is kind of cool.
Oh yeah. I saw these. Those are pretty cool.
And then Matt, do you have the details? I mean, it isn't anything too crazy, but if not, I could take over.
No, I didn't have any details other than that these are popcorn buckets, but
popcorn buckets. The tops do open up so you could they kind of like expand a little bit like this for the popcorn. But they are stackable to this basically. If you get all three, you could stack them on top of each other and whatnot. And then it goes Miles, Spidey 2099, and Gwen.
Is this an AMC thing or just anywhere the movie's gonna be?
I didn't see the specific. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I did not see that if it's anybody specifically.
Yeah, I didn't see anything either about that. Because I looked it up because I looked to see if these were the same price as those Fast and Furious buckets, the car. You know, they were $50. So
these, I think I seen that they're going to be $25.
Oh, really?
That's more reasonable.
$25. Especially
considering you need to get all three.
Right?
I mean, you don't have to. But I mean, if I was going, I would definitely get either 29. I would be fine with either one of 2099 or Miles, to be honest. I wouldn't need all of them.
Yeah, I feel you. No, they're cool, though. Really cool looking.
Yeah.
Great way to eat your popcorn.
Five pack nobody asked for.
All right, we're getting a West Coast Avengers five pack. Well, there's a lot of people that like the West Coast Avengers. Getting a new Spider-Woman. Getting a Hank Pym. In some weird ass outfit. Getting the Silver Centurion, but not silver.
Yeah, he's like pale white ghost Centurion.
Getting a classic Mockingbird. And then what's the tiger chick's name again?
Tigra?
Tigra.
I think everybody Tigra, really? Everybody that's a tiger is Tigra.
Can't be original anymore.
Hey, if anybody wants to go in on this, I'm good for the Silver Centurion. If anybody else wants the other figures, I'll go in on Silver Centurion. Just saying.
How much is this pack?
$125.
$25 a figure. That's the cheapest you're gonna get these guys, I guess.
That Hank Pym looks like an old figure that I used to, an old pocket figure, like 5-point figure that I used to carry around with me all the time. Now I want him. Just for that,
for nostalgia.
Yeah, because the thing I used to carry, he had like a jumpsuit. It was I tried to find it. I've looked for it.
What's it from, like Centurions or something?
It's some weird little figure that I had that I always fucking carried around, and he was.
This makes me think of one of those guys from the one of those old cartoons where they put the like armor suits on and stuff, like the guys that go to land and the air and the sea and stuff.
Yeah.
Can't remember what that was called. Maybe it was Centurions. I can't remember.
I think it might have been something like that, Centurions.
Or Insectoids or some shit.
The one thing Keith was pointing out is the Mockingbird being single jointed elbows, which that sucks. And the other two females are
a nasty double. Triangle.
So I'm just like, what the fuck? Why'd they do that?
With her weird little shirt pieces coming off, like They had the Lady Deathstrike body that they could have used for that same exact like effect, but they went with these new ones that are like just goofy looking. All right, here we go. This is the thing to talk about. This is the one I'm talking about. The Hot Toys Spider-Man 2099.
Didn't you already shit on a Spider-Man 2099?
I did, but this changed my mind, dude. Seeing this figure actually made me like the design. And it makes me want to replace my 2099 Hot Toy with this, this one. Yeah, hell yeah.
I can see that. Some people are up in arms though, like they don't like that they're doing solid plastic and that they didn't get cloth.
Yeah, a lot of people are really mad too. Well, I guess I get it too, because then they're charging a premium price. They're charging the same price they would have if it had a suit, so it's kind of like,
maybe I'm in the minority, dude, but like I really like it. And the thing is, I could understand why they're charging that price, because dude, do you see that fucking sculpted texture there? That shit is not cheap. They're not gonna reuse this shit. Like for that, something else. Look at that. It's sculpted. Yeah. And then the butterfly joint.
Yeah, and that head, the head on that one looks really good too.
It looks amazing. This reminds me of a Mondo. It reminds me like of one
scale Mondo. Dude, that's fucking money, bro.
That face is great.
Straight out of the fucking movie. He looks
menacing, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how the figure art should have looked.
He looks like you owe him money and you better pay.
It's like that you would.
You kept him waiting way too long.
I was talking to Juan. I was like, whenever this goes up for pre-order, let me get one, bro.
Dude, what's get us a case, bro. Then we'll get the case price.
What's the price on, what's the price on this one?
I'm not even. How much?
$250.
That's not bad. Because the Miles was $250. The other Miles from the first Spider-Verse.
I wonder how big he'll be, because he looks a lot bigger than the Miles figure. Obviously, he's going to be bigger than Miles.
I think Miles is only... like 9.5 to 10 inches. Say, like nine, the inches. The first one. I don't know about the
this
new one.
Will probably be like 9.5 inches, man.
So here goes the new one, which he looks like he's going to be a little bit taller than the last one. I like the Spidey Sense effect. I don't think the last one came with that. Maybe he did.
And he's coming with the spot effects too.
Yes, it's a part of the base.
Cool.
Which is awesome.
I just think he looks.
Oh,
I think
shit.
That
did
suit,
I not add the other stuff? Oh, I
think
didn't.
That suit looks just a little odd in figure form.
It is a little loose. Oh man, I didn't add the
street. I mean,
clothes.
I understand why they made it loose though, because you're gonna want to be able to get them in like crazy poses, like as crazy as this body can. But just something about it just has way less detail than the first suit, so I think that's what's kind of really throwing it off for me.
I like it.
If you
I like the symbol.
I like the emblem better. No,
I think the symbol is dope.
I'm gonna get this. I have the other one from the first movie, but I'm like, I want to get this. I want to get 29. I haven't got Gwen, so I'm probably going to have to backtrack and grab Gwen.
A lot of people are wondering, though, how exactly you change, because I guess on the old one, you have to put the street clothes over his suit. And so does his suit, like, come down his neck? And that's how you hide the neck, you know, like the suit on the neck part? When he changes in the street clothes,
I think if I'm not mistaken, because how he has you can see his regular neck, right? I think if I'm not mistaken, on the other one it's the same thing. There's like a silicone thing that's skin colored that actually you take off the head, you put it, and then it goes, and then you put the clothes right, so then it fits over. Yeah. And then you put the regular human head, so it all looks like it's all together.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff going on.
It is, but I mean it's. Pretty fucking awesome that they include all that shit. That like is the thing that like silicone and slips like.
Surprised they even went that far. I'm surprised they didn't give you just a turtleneck shirt and be like, here. Now you can't see the suit. Yeah. That's like some fucking Mezco shit.
San Diego Comic Con.
Here we go. NECA coming out with the Kino.
Yeah,
Kino, I got delivery guy.
I gotta say, man, this face looks off to me. Maybe I'm tripping.
No, I think it looks pretty dead on, dude. That's
really? Scary, bro.
Yeah, it looks good.
Maybe I'm tripping, man.
I just think you haven't watched Surf Ninjas in a while, bro.
Maybe I haven't, dude. Fucking. But so it comes with the scooter, right, and all this other shit? And it comes like in a pizza box?
It comes in a pizza box. It comes in a pizza box. It has a shirt, a pin, and something else.
A bunch of other random stuff.
I'm going to call it right now. $120 for the regular, edition. Then they're gonna do probably like a signed version for $200.
I think 90 would be an acceptable price.
Nah, they're going to do like a 120, bro. Guaranteed.
Think about it. The figure is only worth what? 30, maybe max.
It's yeah, but this scooter thing?
$60.
Realistically,
this shit should only be worth $90. Remember, then they released, what was the John Connor with the bicycle, with his motorcycle? What was that?
Dude, that shit was like $80, $70.
Exactly. See? So this shit should only be like $90.
But it's Kino and it comes with a pizza box.
I might shirt and a pin. Yeah, they're gonna upcharge you for all the extra bullshit. Yeah,
all the shit that you didn't ask for.
No, you're right. You're right. You're getting all that crap. Yeah,
I might go for it.
A lanyard and the fucking
put it up for pre-order or whatever. I might try to go for it. If I don't get it, I'm not gonna be too bummed.
They usually put the shit up like
a week before, right?
Two to three weeks before Comic Con.
Yeah,
but it sells fast, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That's why good Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm gonna try, but if I don't
have what you call it, be signed in already. Have all your shit like loaded. Like, if you have a Google Wallet, have everything loaded into your Google Wallet, so it could just auto plug everything. So it's like a faster checkout process. Another 2-pack that nobody asked for.
The Blur and what's this other guy's name? Dark Claw or some shit.
I don't know. Want to be Batman? Wolverine. Flash, like fucking Heath
Dark
said.
Claw. That's why I said Dark Claw. I don't think that's his name.
More members of whatever in the fuck that team that Squadron Supreme, right?
Squadron Supreme of America.
Hyperion's a part of. Nobody cares about that shit, dude. At least I don't. Dude.
At this point, I'm pretty much over Marvel Legends. Like, I'm not even buying anything.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to anime and what we've been watching. So who's been watching some anime and what have you been watching exactly? Christian, you want to go ahead and start us off?
Did they put out a new Demon Slayer today? Okay, see, I didn't get to watch it yet. So yeah, I haven't really watched anything this week as far as anime. I've just been doing a lot of shit, so I haven't had a chance to watch anything. Right. So what about you, Matt? Have you
I've just been watching Mob Psycho Season 2, so I'm like 5 episodes in. It's pretty good so far. It's a good one for like comedy and action. It balances them both pretty well, so I think it's worth watching if you haven't checked it out already. And I still have like 2 episodes of Demon Slayer to catch up on. I'm still in the battle against that anger demon thingy. It finally transformed into like its final form.
Dang, so you still haven't seen the big reveal then, huh?
No, I haven't. Nothing yet.
So today they went into Muchiro's backstory, and that shit's sad as fuck.
Really?
Yeah, they reveal that he has a twin. I won't say anything other than he has a twin, and his backstory is like fucking heart-wrenching. It's sad. I'm just like, fuck.
So, and also the other thing is that, so they sent Senesku and Zenitsu away, right? To do another mission or something like that? That's why they haven't been around?
No, I think they're just back at the, what's it called? Their stronghold, like the Hashira, like the demon corpse. Oh. I think, if I wasn't mistaken, because like technically, what you call it? Tundra was the only one who had a broken sword. Yeah, and all he was supposed to do was just get a new sword and fucking all this shit happened.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be something super simple, not really like it wasn't supposed to be like a full on mission. That's why he didn't go with any backup or anything like that. It was just him and Nezuko and just go.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only thing that I watched this week.
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer was the only thing. Oh, I rewatched some stuff, but so just a little. For anybody who cares or wants to know, they dubbed more of Naruto Shippuden, and they got like a lot of the Ninja War dubbed. So I actually started rewatching some of that, even though that I already watched it to its entirety in sub. Kind of just rewatching it in dub now. And then Invincible, dude, that fucking shit still holds up and fucking is so amazing.
Holds up is from a year ago. What do you mean?
two years ago, but I'm saying like animation wise, like some of the stuff is ass. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I mean, we already knew that.
Some stuff isn't good, and some stuff doesn't hold up. Some of it is cheesy. What do you mean?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. No, but I mean, that's like just a great series overall. I don't think it's gonna not hold up though.
I mean, for some people, maybe they're like, it isn't as good as I remember it or the first time I watched it. Because sometimes, like when, I rewatch movies, sometimes it's like, it's not really how I remember it. It's not as good. Maybe it's more ass this time.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you watch movies in the theaters, it kind of has that effect on you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, the big screen, oh, it's so good. And then you get home and you watch it. Like,
I'm just saying, like, it still feels like the first time I watched it, like, still really fucking good.
Well, I can't wait for the next season.
Yeah.
Which is
supposed to be this summer?
Fall.
Fuck.
I think fall. It's in the fall.
Oh, shit.
I think end of summer, beginning of fall, something like that. Yeah, end of summer, beginning of fall. Wait. Damn, why you gotta be slamming the door? Shit. Fucking daughter, man. Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 is coming in July, same as Bleach, so I'm hyped for that.
Fuck you, old man.
Dude, that's basically where she's at. Matt, what about you? What you watch? What did you watch
for? Marty went over what I watched. I just watched.
Oh, did you? Oh, then Christian.
Yeah, I was just been watching Mob Psycho.
Christian, what about you? Sorry.
No, I win already. I haven't
watched it, so. Okay. Nothing too crazy for anime wise. Again, like I didn't look up a lot of shit. Just wanted to show this off. I think this is kind of cool. Over in Las Vegas, they have a whole entire neighborhood in the Henderson area named all their streets after Pokemon. So catch me outside. How about that? I'll see you on the corner of Jigglypuff and Charizard Lane. Okay, roll up, bitch. No, it's funny. But this is fucking dope, dude. This is serious. Fucking Jigglypuff Place, Charizard Lane, Squirtle Lane, Charmander Place, Snorlax Lane. Like, what the fuck? This is cool as shit, dude. You could tell they're fucking millennials over there. You could definitely tell. Right? Hey, I would live there. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, no, that'd be dope, actually.
Fucking,
it'd be easy to remember the street names, at least.
Hell yeah.
I want to live on Alakazam Way.
Yeah, and then so an announcement came out. The anime of Creed is going to be popping off after the because they're barely starting to show Creed 3, the actual movie, live action, over in Japan right now. What is that, Matt? Hold on. What is that you're showing off?
Just a little... I just threw my little thief head on a swig.
Gotcha. But yeah, so the anime for Creed 3, it was announced that the same artist and company behind Megalobox is going to also be behind Creed, the Creed anime. So that's pretty fucking dope. I don't know if you guys have watched Megalobox. I watched the first season and I haven't watched season 2. But it was really fucking good, the first season.
I think I watched like an episode or two.
So... Rewatch it, man. It's good. It's good. Dub sub. I couldn't really get into it. I know that's for a fact why I didn't watch season 2 because at the time it was only sub. But yeah, dub is definitely better than sub, at least for me, for Megalobox. But yeah, so the same company. So that's all I got for there. Let's go ahead and shift over into.
Oh, so is there any way to be able to watch that, like us to watch that?
What?
The anime the Creed?
Oh, yeah. So they were waiting for the movies to come out in Japan first before debuting the anime. It's going to come out for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Around the same time. It's not only going to be specifically for Japan. It's going to come out for everywhere. They're waiting for what's called the movie to finish up its run worldwide first. Because I don't know why they didn't release sooner.
I thought they were testing the anime in Japan first before bringing it over here to see if we would do
I don't know why it's so late that they're barely dropping Creed 3.
Watch it be like the next Hajime no Ippo or whatever, you know? Be like the next greatest boxing anime.
Also, another thing I wanted to bring up. I think I saw somewhere that they said that they're starting to put up the dubbed new season, the episodes of Demon Slayer as well.
Oh, really?
Where at? I probably on Hulu. Isn't that where they usually have them on?
I
can't show remember. You my little
usually it's exclusive to one streaming service first, and then they offer it everywhere else later on. Okay. So it might be Hulu. It might be Hulu.
Yeah.
No one cares, Matt. No, it's fine.
I'm happy I finally found a goblin body it works on.
Gotcha. All right, gaming. There's a little something that some of you guys may know as what's called the PlayStation Showcase. I thought it was going to be in a couple more weeks, but it was actually this week. Still going on, though. But
they're trying to go before the Summer Games Fest.
Yeah, everyone's trying to do their own thing. Weeks. That's why. They want their own interest in their own, like, little...
Well, people are thinking it's because Sony didn't have enough cool stuff to show off, so they didn't want to get out.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I guess we'll be the judges of that, huh?
Yeah, but I'm biased, so... I can admit it at the very least.
All right, well, let's see what we got this.
So, I was just going to talk about what have you guys been playing. I've just been playing... I started actually playing Pokemon Go again. So, yeah, I'm back on that. Back on my bullshit, but... Matt, what about you?
Just God of War, still trying to beat it. And then I told you I was going to try to move on to Elden Ring after that and, like, pull my hair out because I want to be all the way bald.
Did you make any progress?
No, I haven't really been able to play this week. I've been busy at work and stuff and trying to paint and do pictures and try to, you know, enjoy my hobbies a little more instead of being at work all the time because, you know, I feel like all my weekends I've been, like, doing all the toy shows. So it's, like, it's not really, like...
Another toy show next week,
you know. So, huh?
Another toy show next week.
Yep, ready for it. San Jose Super Toy Show. Come see us.
Yeah. Hey, stop it, fucking cat! All right, Matt. I mean, Christian. What about you?
I jumped on Fortnite a couple of times, and man, they took away the Star Wars stuff, so it's
took it off already.
Yeah, it's not fun for me anymore.
That's why.
Yeah, I was really liking the Star Wars stuff, but they put the miles stuff, and you can get like the miles. You can get the web shooters and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. And I think they still have the Attack on Titan things up, the weapons on there too. So
yeah, they do.
Yeah, what? But
those weapons are more annoying than anything, though, in my opinion.
Do what?
Do they constantly do that? And like, what? So they'll put stuff up, but it's only for a limited time. And, like, once they take it away, that's it? You guys can't use it anymore?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Usually they'll leave stuff for, like, the whole season, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But then, like, every now and then they'll just take shit away, like, mid-season and stuff.
That's whack.
Yeah, so that's the only thing. I jumped on a couple of times. That's it. Didn't do very well.
That'll make you put down the game.
Yeah.
All right, so for the PlayStation Showcase, they did announce Project Q. For anybody who wants to know what Project Q is, it's going to be a handheld for your PS5. So you could play everything that's on your PlayStation library on the go. Basically like a, how did somebody say? Oh, Wii U. I don't think it's exactly that, but I guess if you want to oversimplify it, sure. Yeah, Wii U. Nintendo Switch,
PS Vita.
On the go. But it's like, yeah, PS Vita did that back in the day. PlayStation, PSP did that shit back in the day.
Yeah, they had remote play.
Everybody had that shit. So it's like, come on, man. Like, we had a follower that was kind of like lightweight shitting on it. And I was like, I don't think you really got a shit on it, but whatever. I don't think they ever had that shit in 4K. That's all I'm saying. And then the other cool thing is that they have wireless headphones. Like they have wireless earbuds as well. So basically like, you know, AirPods or whatever, but specifically for the PS5. But this could also hook up PC and everything else, any other system. So it's going to be pretty dope. Oh, I shouldn't say any other system. Sorry. PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, PC. Not with... won't be able to hook up to your Xbox, but yeah, I think that's pretty dope, pretty cool. I may be picking this up. We'll see. Maybe we'll see what's up. But that's going to be later on this year, so nothing's ready to go right now. There's just barely announcements. They're going to be showing everything off later on this year. They said in the fall. So Matt, maybe you are right. Maybe it is that they don't have enough to show right now. Real quick, let's get out of the video game side and TCG, a new set is going to be coming out calling Obsidian Flames, based around one of the favorite starters, Charmander. And I think this is kind of cool, kind of cute. It's the promo card, which is this Charmander that's hating on Pidgey, like, you bitch, I'll get you. He's stuck inside. So I think that's hella funny. And then they have the pack art.
My cat.
They have the pack art of Charizard, Tyranitar. What is it, Aggron? Which fucking Pokemon is that? Aggron and Dragonite. And then this is what the ETBs is going to look at. Who's shitting on it? I'm shitting. Jade doesn't even collect Pokemon. Was pretty
dope. Oh, no, he was talking about the PSP, the PSP.
I'm back on the Switch train.
Shut up.
Nobody's
playing. I'll play the handheld PlayStation version. I'll play that instead. Anyways.
What is this, God of War meets Destiny?
It is, actually, because Destiny, to pay homage and saying, like, I love you to Sony, they actually did God of War and a couple other skins for the PlayStation Showcase that's available this week.
I was trying to make
week.
A joke.
No, it's totally that. It's totally Destiny meets God of War, dude, because look at this. Boom, Chaos Blades, bitch.
Oh, damn, dude.
Look at
that's kind of sick, actually. I might have to play Destiny.
To pick up the skin. Yeah, they got a couple other skins
as well. Yeah, I have to play for 3 years just to fucking get good enough to use the damn thing.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking sick. I got a little bit of a trailer here for us, so we could go ahead and go over it, play it. And it's of a little title called Spider-Man 2.
Oh, man, I thought it was Turok.
No, Spider-Man 2. So this is somebody going after Kraven. Kraven did the old switcheroo. Had a vest up there. It's like, bitch, I got you. Now you're too slow. Got you.
For a second, I thought that dude was Kraven because he's wearing his leopard shit, too.
I know. I thought it was. But, dude, you can see, like, how strong Kraven is, man. Like, to pick a grown man up, like, fucking, that's insane. To snap his neck.
This is my first time seeing this.
That's wild. So it's not the whole entire trailer just because they don't want us to get a copyright again. I think that this is pretty dope, though, taking, like, the classic from the comics and mixing it up. Adding modern to it, like the lion pauldron, that's pretty dope. And then you could kind of see like the lion symbol if the vest was closed. Looks like
he could have been on Dead Rising also.
Yeah. Look, you can see the other heroes and even villains, like they got Taskmaster, Miles, Peter.
Tracking everybody, huh?
Yeah. So he's all like, because he's like, oh, I told you to bring me an equal. And he goes, let's change our hunting ground. So it's Kraven going to... where Peter is, where Spider-Man's at, and symbiote. We got symbiote Spider-Man in here. This whole blizzard hunt ends now. Got some gameplay. There's about a 12 minute trailer out of gameplay and cutscenes and stuff like that. This is just some of it, and you can see how crazy the gameplay is with the symbiote. It's super fucking fluid, dude. Super fluid.
I mean, it's even the first game was already pretty dope. Like,
yeah,
this just looks like they're kind of like getting better at using, you know.
So this is pretty dope. Look, it says switch to Miles, so you'll be able to complete missions. You'll be able to switch them between the two.
I'm on it. Sounds like Kraven's checking off.
So Miles is closer to finding Doc Connors where he was at. So that's why you switch. So we got the lizard in here. We got Kraven in here. We got Venom, aka or the symbiote. And I mean, they showed Venom, so Venom's gonna be in here. Eddie Brock at some point, I'm sure, is gonna be mixed into the story. So just a lot of moving pieces here.
Whoa! Nice,
hey, man.
So from what I heard is that like about halfway through the game, of course, Peter's gonna lose control. You know, because of the symbiote and everything like that, and Miles is going to have to take out or take on Peter.
It isn't complete.
Hang on. Is that what this is? Right?
No, this is just they were getting ambushed. So it's Kraven and his goons, man. Like Kraven's rolling deep, man. Like hundreds of fucking.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't know he had a flunkies posse like that.
Yeah, I never knew that either. This motherfucker got hundreds of people, and that's a lizard. This nice. Motherfucker's huge, definitely more beast-like.
Kind of more like the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. So I'm not 100% sure what the story is behind the little thing that's like an AI for Miles.
I know.
But I'm hoping that they explain that, who's controlling that. I think that's kind of cool. So they're just going to have, you know, the quick time events to dodge and everything like that. This game looks fucking amazing, and I think it might have to be a day one for me.
What are you guys doing? This is the type of game that makes me buy a PS5.
Yeah. So, and then that's the other thing is like people were making fun, and then I did post up that meme that this is going to be PS5 only, and it's wild because
you sure?
No, PS4.
It's got big teeth.
Even though it started off on PS4.
So do I.
That's. I mean, that's how they got people to buy a PS4.
Yeah, that is true.
Made the first Spider-Man PS4 exclusive. They're hoping they're going to do the same thing again. I ain't falling for it this time, Sony. Sorry.
You're not going to do it?
No, not this time. I'll just wait.
So they do have...
That's why they dropped the price on that PS5, dude.
Well, I was like I told a couple people, actually, if you go to Costco, bro, I think that might be the best place to go. Best bang for your buck. You get the PS5, right? That's a 1 terabyte. You get God of War Ragnarok and an extra controller for $550.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, so that's pretty much like the bundle, but it's
my lady does have a Costco credit card. Maybe I'll have to have her do it.
So got more stuff from the showcase here. Just go ahead and play it real quick. This is Sony's official thing. So just some of the other titles that they were showing off. Play it real quick. This is from IGN. So Fair Games.
Yeah, this shit looks weird.
I got
tower defense slash like first person shooter type of game.
Sword of the Sea, which gives me a Zelda vibes.
Well, it has like some kind of like advanced Minecraft vibes, huh?
Talos Principle. Nothing honestly really stuck out to me other than fucking Spider-Man.
We never didn't stand out to you?
No. The Plucky Squire.
Never ever.
What the fuck?
That is definitely Minecraft.
Yes.
Does this stick out to you?
Year right there.
Final Fantasy? Was it 16?
Right? 16, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you finished the other one yet?
7?
Nope.
He probably didn't go back to it.
No.
Resident Evil? Or what is it? What the fuck is that?
John Wake.
Alan Wake 2.
Oh, what Alan Wake. I was pretty close, actually.
Oh, okay. So this, maybe.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, shit. Assassin's Creed.
Is this like...
Dude, I haven't played Assassin's Creed since, number 2.
Arabia.
Yeah. I haven't played Assassin's Creed since number 2, bro. It's been a dumbass long.
Last one I played was number 3.
Street Fighter 6. I'm definitely going to pick that up, but I'm going to wait. It doesn't have to be a day one for me.
That Blanca uniform costume is great. He looked like he's like a Yo Gabba Gabba character.
Let's see, what else do they got? Oh, Five Nights at Freddy's. What? Help Wanted. That's something that I may pick up for the kids. Help Wanted 2. I may pick that up for the kids.
These are all VR games, though.
Fucking shit yourself. Final Shape, Destiny 2. Okay. Oh, there we go. Project Q. It's also a weird name, I gotta say. Project Q. I'm hoping that's just a working title.
They change it.
I gotta say, I really do like that little case thing, that little slide. But I feel like if you do it enough, maybe it might fucking fuck up. And what if it doesn't charge properly? And I don't know. I could see some things potentially going wrong with that sliding case. More of a Spider-Man 2.
That just fits the little controller pads, right? Like the little Switch type controller pads.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all from
crazy.
Nothing too crazy that really stuck out to me other than Spider-Man 2. That's definitely like a day one for me. I need that. Yo Gabba Gabba, KJ. Get out of here, Jade. That's not symbiote. 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 Get out of here.
Get out of here, Sony. That was a fucking Spider-Man ripoff.
That was
shit,
the worst guys. Thing that fucking Sony ever did to the fucking.
That was the worst thing. I don't know about that.
I honestly feel like that's the worst thing that they ever fucking did to the fucking Spider-Man symbiote. Like, bitch, what? Since when? Did you consult Marvel about that shit? The fuck? Who are you guys to make?
We call them Marvel. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go ahead and get into some entertainment and what we've been watching. If you guys don't mind, I'd like to start. Ted Lasso. I thought it was over. My bad, Christian. But this last episode 11. What happened?
Gave you false info.
Well, no, I thought it was over and done with it. I was like, damn, that's like a wild and weird way to fucking finish. Because I think usually it's 10 episodes. And for whatever reason, this season is 11. And there's one more. So there's the finale still next or this upcoming week.
Yeah.
But this last episode was really fucking good, especially with Nathan. It seems like Nathan's trying to like bury the hatchet with like Ted and the team and everything else. And Beard went to go visit, dude. Beard, I love Beard. Beard went to go talk to Nathan and stuff like that. That was great.
When he showed up all creepily in the hall, and he was like telling the story, and he was like, "I forgive you."
And he's like, "Oh, you were in prison?" He's like, "Yeah." That's wild. I've been watching Love and Death on HBO.
Oh yeah.
With Elizabeth Olsen. I do got to say, like, me and my wife, especially my wife is like, "What the fuck? This doesn't make sense." Elizabeth Olsen being Elizabeth Olsen, and she's pretty. She's like she's definitely the one being reached to. Like, it's not believable that dude could pull Elizabeth Olsen at all. Like, he's definitely the reacher. Like, he's like a 2 reaching for her. That's like an 8.
Well, that's what I told my wife. Like,
he's a fugly motherfucker.
A lot
dude.
Of the people in that show, to me, like, they're trying to make it from the 80s and stuff. Yeah. And a lot of people, they look like they're dressed like the 80s, but they don't look like the 80s. But that guy, because he was in Almost Famous.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the kid.
He looks
like he fits in that era.
Yeah,
like
he
fits perfectly. And like you said, Elizabeth Olsen, like, she's dressing the character, but she looks too pretty to me.
Yes. When the lawyer was all like, "Oh, we need to make, like, let me, you know, redo your wardrobe to make you look more conservative and more like an everyday person." It's like, okay, at that point, it kind of makes sense. Like they're kind of around the same level, but it's still like, he's still reaching for her. Cause it just knocks her down to like a 5 rather than an 8, you know, type of deal. So I was like, what the fuck? They ain't fooling nobody. Yeah. And it's all like, nah, bro. Like, he ain't pulling. Ain't no way he pulling. So, like, that's the only, like, unbelievable thing I got to say. WWE Night of Champions happened yesterday at 10 a.m. PST, 1 p.m. EST. It was pretty good. Pretty great. Rhea Ripley finished her match in, like, fucking a minute, which was fucking insane. And I was like, what the fuck? That was wild. They opened up with Seth and AJ Styles. That was an amazing match. And Seth Rollins came out looking like fucking Cheetor from Beast Wars. That shit was funny as shit. He won the WWE Heavyweight Champion for Raw. I do got to say, like, what in the fuck? Did he really hurt his knee? Did he not hurt his knee? Because I'm like, dude, if you really went all out and you hurt your knee, now it kind of doesn't matter if you're winning that championship, because now you're going to be out for knee problems, knee injuries, depending on how severe it is. Because the motherfucker, like, he went to do a move and his shit buckled and he fell over. I don't think that was staged at all, because like, he was trying to run and he buckled and fell over. Bravo on acting if that's truly what it was. Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar, they went at it. It was a so-so match. Brock Lesnar won, demolished him, and then the storyline of Roman Reigns and the Bloodline is kind of coming to an end. If you guys have been paying attention to that, that journey has been wild. And then basically his cousins turned on him, and Jimmy attacked Roman and fucking super kicked him to the face, not once, but twice, and basically cost him the match against Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. And he lost at winning the Undisputed Tag Team Championship belt. So that was a great fucking match, but I do gotta say, maybe in my personal opinion, the Seth Rollins and AJ Styles match was the match of the night. That was awesome. That's what kicked off everything. Kind of weak on the women part, I'm not going to lie. Not hating or anything like that. It was a little bit lacking. The other thing is that because this takes place in Saudi Arabia, the women have to dress. So they were all wearing like basically leather suits from the neck all the way down. And they can't really show skin. Becky accidentally showed some of her calf. And like the whole entire team, I was like, bro, is she going to fucking get in trouble? Like, are they going to attack her? Are they going to hurt her or something like that? I was like, lightweight, like, fuck, what if they do something? And actually, at one point, I forgot to mention this, during the Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes match, like, Brock Lesnar's staring at Cody like he's going to attack him. After the match is done, he won. Cody's not getting up. And he's like, he takes like one step towards Cody, like he's going to go in and start attacking him again. Somebody throws a fucking water bottle. And they chuck it, and it lands in the middle of the ring. And then he kind of like just looks around. Brock Lesnar, being Brock Lesnar, he just like looks around, but he's like, maybe might not do anything, and he just like walks away. I was like, damn, are they gonna start a riot right now? Like, what the fuck's gonna happen? But it was a great night for WWE.
Is that their first time doing that there?
No, this is like their third night. They signed a 10-year deal. The first night they had zero women. Because they weren't sure how to do it. But the female talent, they were all ready to quit, bro, because of it, because they felt disrespected, which I get it. But it's like you're trying to appease somebody's culture to your own talent. So they came to a compromise where if the women wrestle, they need to fully close. And like they basically wear motorcycle or like racing type leather jumpsuits.
I hope they had the AC turned up.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, no wonder
the matches
are kind of fast. Yeah, I was like, dude,
probably a reason like, why they like suck. You know, don't wear all that much clothes. They probably get fucking hot as shit.
I'm sure. I'm fucking sure. I don't think I've watched. I mean, don't else. You
want to touch somebody sweaty and like covered in?
No, that's fucking gross. That's gross as shit. I'm good. Pass. Christian, what have you been watching, man?
That's like why you, I never wanted to wrestle. I've been keeping up with Ted Lasso. Been keeping up with that. Enjoying that. I've been keeping up with From. Have you been keeping up with From at all, Matt?
I know you said we got to, I want to say, like, maybe episode 5 or 6.
On the first season?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Why, I'm did you watching... blow through the first season or what?
Yeah, well, we had already watched the last season when it.
Oh, okay, okay.
When it came out last time. So we're watching the new season, so.
Isn't the new season only available on, like, that MGM streaming service or?
Yeah. Yeah, so been keeping up with that. And then I just recently watched John Wick, and that John, it's John Wick. What can you say, man?
The first one?
What'd you think? No, number four.
The new one.
What'd you think?
I loved it, man. I mean, I just love John Wick. I love Keanu. So yeah, it was dope, man. I loved it, man. Just all the scenes.
That like last half an hour or 45 minutes, dude, is fucking like, oh my God, beautiful. Like all the gun fu, holy shit.
Oh yeah. Gun fu. And then I love, I don't know why, but I love the part with the nunchucks.
Yes. He fucking kills it, dude.
Yeah.
He fucking kills it. I was like, damn.
And then it's just the fact that those dudes are trying to advance, like they're trying to wear armor and shit. And he's just like fucking knocking them around and shit. It's great, man. I loved it. But yeah, that was a good time.
Dungeons and Dragons. I also watched that. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, yeah. We all watched
it. Okay. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I didn't watch it in theaters because I knew like I was going to be the only one. My family didn't want to watch it. So I was like, I'll just wait till it eventually comes out. I think they're showing it on Paramount or Prime? Yeah,
they're showing it on Paramount. And okay. I think it's about to come out on MGM or Stars or one of those too soon too. So
yeah, so I seen it on Paramount and dude, it was good. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
How'd you like that dragon got chunky?
fat ass dragon fucking. I was like, what the fuck?
Rolling down on him and shit.
Dude, that is fucking hilarious. It couldn't even
blow flames out.
They were like, is that the dragon that ate the last dragon type of thing? And I was like, that's just funny.
Yeah.
Was not expecting that, so I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, that was funny. It was good. I liked it. I would definitely watch another, like if they continued this with like the same party or a different party, I would definitely watch it. Yeah. That one dude, they definitely did make him despisable or hateable, like making out like him.
Hugh Grant.
There we go. Yeah, that's what
he's already despisable to begin with. So
they yeah,
yeah. I was like, yeah, he's definitely a douche.
Well, that's the thing about him is like he can. I think he can kind of play a charming guy, but then when he plays like a guy like that, like he pulls it off really well too.
Oh so. Yeah. You don't get to see him like play that very often. So
yeah,
it's funny when you do.
But yeah, good, decent movie. I'd say it's like a 7 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Had fun.
Didn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah, definitely. I did like, that one. Fuck. What's the kid's name? Something Smith. Oh, the dude who played from Detective Pikachu, the wizard.
Yeah,
I liked him. I definitely did like his character. And once he got the self confidence to actually perform the spells and stuff like that, there we go.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Justice.
Like once he believed in himself and he got the self confidence.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was dope. I like that. I dug that.
It was funny that they like mentioned attunement and stuff too. I was like, oh, that's some straight D&D shit right there.
Yeah, I did like that. And then the nod to all the classic monsters and this and that. It was cool. Yeah.
There was a lot of references.
Oh, and then they even had the old school, the ones that were dressed up like the old school D&D
character. Yeah, the old school D&D party from the cartoon.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Definitely dope. But yeah, what else you been watching?
That's all. I watched John Wick 4. So that's it.
Matt?
I'm trying to think. I know we went to the movie theater not too long ago. And we watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
You were gonna watch it on Monday.
Yeah, we watched it. It was.
What'd you think?
It was just like you guys said. It was great.
Was it emotional?
I haven't seen it.
Yes, definitely.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Very.
Did you cry?
Tear jerking for sure.
I told you.
I only cried one tear.
One thug tear.
One tear for Raccoon.
Yeah.
And then one for the rabbit. And then one for the otter.
What part was it that got you, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know. Like the whole damn movie, dude. Like, I don't know. There's just part after part after part. Like,
I told you, dude. It's terrible, whole movie was just made
to, like, fucking dry your ass out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Make you fucking leave dehydrated because you cry so much.
Oh, yeah, dude. My face was all red and shit from all those salty ass tears.
I told you, dude. My fucking eyes were all puffy and shit after. I was just like,
I left the movie theater. I was just like, it's allergies. It's allergies.
Guardians
3. That shit was hella good, though. Like, that was the perfect ending to the Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy.
So people say, like, what you call it? Captain America, that trilogy is, like, the perfect trilogy. I'm sorry, because it's not that it's bad. Just the last one, I feel like Captain America Civil War, it doesn't really count because it's not Captain America. It's fucking that's an Avengers film.
Yeah.
So, Guardians 3, I gotta say, that is a great fucking trilogy, and that's, like, I gotta say the template or the pinnacle of MCU trilogies, like that is the blueprint right there. Like, that's what you want. I would say 1, 2, and 3.
But I don't like that first Captain America movie either, really. I think the highlight of the Captain America series is Winter Soldier, and then like you said, Civil War is an Avengers movie, not a Captain America.
Winter Soldier, Civil War, the number one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that's a hot take. I think you're spinning facts right there. Did you watch anything else?
No, that was pretty much it. I can't think of anything else too crazy that we've been watching lately.
All right, right on. I guess let's go ahead and get into some entertainment and what we've been watching. Hold on, let me.
I always be turning on some stupid ass horror movies at night and then just passing out because they're hella stupid. And then we try to watch it again. I'm like, where the fuck did we leave off? Like, I don't know.
Let's go ahead and start this. So Netflix on with their bullshit, and they said that they were going to be paying attention to who's sharing a password. So for anybody who's sharing a password, they are going to allow you to keep on doing that, but you're going to have to do an add-on account for $7.99 monthly. So if you're already paying your $15.99 and your cousin or your brother or your whoever, baby mama type of thing, somebody outside of your household is also using that account, you're going to get charged an extra additional $7.99 or stop doing it. So you guys choose. Me personally, there's not enough shit on Netflix for me to justify paying the I think I was paying $20 a month. I got rid of it. So when I got rid of it, it's going to be done on the 31st. I signed up for Apple and Paramount, so I'm good with getting those. More shit on those two services.
And Netflix, I guess we'll really have to keep each other up on what's going on, huh?
Did you just see the tweet that Blockbuster did to Netflix?
What? What did they do?
They said, it doesn't matter, you know, how many people you share it with, just as long as you bring it back on time. Like, trying to say, like, yeah,
they're like, we used to let you share it with anybody as long as
you brought it
back. Yeah.
And they're like, at Netflix.
Like, haha, we won. This got me pretty hyped. I can't lie. Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares is returning to television nearly a decade after being canceled. So the last episode aired in 2014, if I'm not mistaken. So it's been a little bit over 9 years now. So it's going to be returning, I think they said October 2023. I'm hyped for it. And this motherfucker has 3 or 4 other shows on right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, holy shit, this fool has MasterChef. The kid one. He has the other one that is called, like, I can't remember what it's called, but it's 3 different, like, basically, like, you got, like, a groungy, gross-looking fucking kitchen, which isn't really well-stocked, then a mediocre-looking kitchen, then you got, like, the top-of-the-line machines, top-of-the-line ingredients, and all this other shit, and then, like, they constantly flip-flop to see, like, regardless of situation or utensils or machines or ingredients, who is the best chef? I can't remember what it is, but you get different levels and different shit. It is actually really cool. I love that fucking, I think it's next level, top level, some shit like that chef. He has like three or four different other shows out. So this motherfucker is going to have 4 or 5 different shows going on. This fool's constantly going to be getting a check from Fox. I guess quarterly now at this point.
He's always guest starring in all the different Food Network shows too. So
not only that,
but always getting a check.
He also has Disney Plus money. Like, he has his own Disney Plus show where he goes from country to country.
He also has like X amount of restaurants. Like, this dude's set for life.
Yeah, that's for sure.
His kids, kids, and kids.
kind of like in line with the
God damn it,
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. Blood and Honey. Cinderella's Curse, gory horror retelling of Cinderella, coming soon, exclusive. That's going to be in October of 2023. So it's coming this year, y'all.
This is going to start getting comical.
Isn't Cinderella really it really is a horror story, isn't it? Isn't Cinderella? Is it? Because I know there's a few of the, there's a, like, the early Disney cartoons are really like there's a lot of horror in them.
It's more like a Mythic Legion story because there's a dragon in there.
Yeah, because they just
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's where Maleficent comes from, right, Cinderella?
Yeah, I think
really.
So I think a lot of
I thought that was Sleeping Beauty.
Maybe it is. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Cinderella,
she cleans the fucking house. Yeah,
no, but I know that a lot of the Disney, like, early
my lady's over here shaking her head at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Are like horror, like, they're really horror. Yeah. They're really,
because I can see Pinocchio I could totally see being a fucking
like a horror. Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro already did it.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and the last piece of news that we have, nothing too crazy, the events of Deadpool 3 will lead into Avengers King Dynasty. What? And then that's gonna be crazy. That's gonna be wild.
So
know exactly what that means, but you know, we have,
you think they'll bring up a recasting? Hugh Jackman?
Probably. We have Hugh Jackman coming. From what I've seen, I guess Halle Berry is reprising her role as Storm and a couple other people as well. Yeah. I'm just like, damn. And supposedly, I'm not 100% sure, but I seen something on Fantastic Four that they possibly announced their cast. I'm not 100% sure on that one. So I'll wait before I post anything about that or bring it up, but we could get into that maybe next episode. So
one of my most interested, like, in properties of Marvel. Like, once they, you know, start releasing stuff for Fantastic Four, I think that'll get me hyped again.
Yeah, because Doctor Doom is very fucking interesting. I do gotta say, like, I really do like Doctor Doom. I really do like Magneto. So I'm all for the Fantastic Four and X-Men and shit like that. But Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening when the next stories of the MCU and stuff like that. We won't be recording next week, so we have that week off.
Oh yeah, we're at the toy show. I was like, why not?
Toy show.
And then, see us in San Jose Super Toy Show in San Jose this time.
We'll resume the second Sunday of June.
Hell yeah.
So sign outs and shout outs. Christian, want to go ahead?
Do you have this guy at all?
No, I don't. I need
him. No, you should get this guy. Appreciate everybody that follows us and interacts with us and all that and stuff like that. And you can follow me on Instagram. Matt, you got any shout outs?
Shout out to Heath, first one to comment, first one to watch the live stream. Good job, Heath, as always. Shout out to everybody else in the live stream. KJ, Kevin, Augie, David. Let's see, who else was up in there tonight? We had a lot of great people. Omar is always stopping by, spreading the love. So thank you guys for everybody who popped in, said what's up. And shout out to Walter for hanging out and coming down and spend the day with me and my family. That was cool. So shout out to you, Walter. Shout out to the Cabal.
I put it down below the little ticker at the bottom that says follow us as a unit at the Geek Out Show or individually where you can follow us at. I'm Gil Blackwell Comics, the host. But shout out to Boys with Their Toys. Shout out to I just want them to come back, to be honest. Shout out to Chubbs.
Chubbs is why he keeps saying your name. He's hoping it'll bring you back three times.
Yeah. Shout out to Chubbs. He's out there doing his thing.
Dude, he's doing his thing, man. He's cycling every day, and that's tough. I know that's rough, especially in that sun.
Some miles, huh?
Huge shout out to him. Shout out to JJ Replay Gang. He tagged us in some stuff, and appreciate him rewatching it and everything like that. Shout out to everybody who rewatches this stuff. So the Replay
JJ
Gang
with the dope ass man cave.
Yeah, for reals, dude. like you said, everybody in the Cabal. You know, Dork Lair. All them guys, the Toy Migos, and everybody else. The whole entire community.
Shout out to Trevor and Nate. They both had their birthday recently, too. So they're boys like you.
Yeah, Tauruses. Bulls.
I like May boys. That sounds
funny. Until next time, guys, make sure to say geeked up and geek out. Later.
Peace.
Later.
Bye.